This is Akashvani, the news read by Sarabjit Kaur. Campaigning for seventh and final phase of Lok Sabha elections will end today. Leaders of various political parties are intensifying the last-minute rallies. Voting will be held on Saturday in 57 parliamentary constituencies spread over seven states and the Union Territory of Chandigarh. A total of 904 candidates are in the fray in this phase. 13 seats each in Uttar Pradesh and Punjab, 9 in West Bengal, 8 seats in Bihar, 6 in Orissa, 4 in Himachal Pradesh, 3 in Jharkhand and 1 in Union Territory of Chandigarh are going to polls on 1st of June. Simultaneously, 42 assembly seats in Orissa will also go to polls. Counting of votes will be done on 4th of June. Prime Minister and senior BJP leader Narendra Modi will address a party rally in Hoshiarpur town of Punjab today. Besides it, the BJP national president, Mr. JP Nadda, is also scheduled to address rallies in Amritsar, Faridkot and Roopnagar in favour of party candidates. On the other hand, senior Aam Aadmi Party leader and state chief minister Bhagwan Singh Mann is scheduled to hold road shows in various districts. In Uttar Pradesh, senior BJP leader and union minister Rajnath Singh will campaign in Kushinagar, Robertsganj and Chandauli constituency. BJP leader and chief minister of Madhya Pradesh Mohan Yadav will hold road shows in Kushinagar and Sonbhadra constituencies, while Samajwadi Party chief Akhilesh Yadav will campaign in Maharajganj and Ghosi constituencies today. In Jharkhand, BJP chief Babulal Marandi will hold rallies in Goda and Sahibganj, while chief minister Champai Suren will address a series of meetings in Goda, Dumka and Sahibganj in favour of party candidates. In Bihar, BJP state president Samrat Chaudhary will hold public meetings in poll-bound areas. Deputy Chief Minister Vijay Kumar Sinha will hold door-to-door campaign in Nalanda, Jehanabad, Pataliputra constituencies. LJP Ram Vilas Party Chief Chirag Paswan will also hold public meetings in support of NDA candidates. RJD Chief Lalu Prasad will hold roadshow and voters outreach program in Pataliputra constituency. RJD leader Tejasvi Prasad Yadav will take a whirlwind tour of all eight parliamentary constituencies and address public meetings. In a major crackdown, Maharashtra government has suspended two senior doctors of the Sassoon General Hospital, Pune, on various charges, including tampering with the blood samples of the minor accused in the Porsche car crash of May 19, while Dr. Ajay Tavre and Dr. Srihari Halnur have been suspended with immediate effect. Both the doctors are currently in police custody till tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu greeted people of Goa on their statehood day today. In a social media post, the president said that the people of Goa are known for their progressive values and hospitality. She said Goa has made remarkable progress on several human development indices. Delhi Water Minister Atishi today inspected Wazirabad Water Treatment Plant amid water scarcity in some areas of the national capital. Earlier, the Delhi government informed that a total of 200 teams constituted by Delhi Jal Board will inspect water wastage places in the city from today in view of the ongoing water shortage problem in the national capital, Delhi. Southwest monsoon is expected to hit Kerala today, 2 days ahead of the normal onset date of 1st June. India Meteorological Department, IMD, said that monsoon can advance over some parts of northeastern states by today. British Parliament was dissolved midnight last night as the five-week campaign period began leading up to the general elections on July 4th. As the clock struck 1 minute past midnight, all 650 seats of members of parliament became vacant. In chess, Pragnananda toppled Magnus Carlsen for the first time in classical event. The 18-year-old Indian prodigy took down the world number one with the white pieces in the third round of Norway Chess 2024. Pragnananda got an early edge out of the opening and eventually converted it into a victory. And that is the end of this news bulletin.